Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Georgia. You know, Georgia has a lot of suboptimal people in Congress, a lot of very questionable individuals in Congress. Not in the Senate. Not in the Senate. We have Raphael Warnock now and Jonathan Ossoff, but in the House of Representatives, they have some pieces of work. Of course, they have Marjorie Taylor Greene, QAnon, the she-wolf of QAnon, who is thrown off of all the committees in Congress. But they also have a guy most people haven't heard a lot about named Andrew Clyde. Andrew Clyde is not related to Bonnie and Clyde. Different Andrew. Andrew Clyde. Andrew Clyde, Republican of Georgia. And he thinks it's a good idea when he goes onto the floor of the Congress to avoid the metal detectors. Nancy Pelosi ordered metal detectors because Lauren Boebert, the really crazy Republican from Rifle, Colorado, carried a weapon onto the floor. There are other congressmen, Republicans reputed to have done that. And you have to ask yourself, why are you carrying a weapon onto the floor with the 435 members of the House of Representatives, and they all can be seated in that room? It's the Capitol. It's one of the most august rooms in American government. And, you know, even in the Wild West in the 19th century, even among really bitter enemies throughout the medieval period, the fact is that when you're getting together to discuss things, you check your weapons at the door. You check your weapons at the door. Now, people don't necessarily think that they would use them, but it's done to intimidate. They can open carry, they think, and that makes it very, very hard to sit down with somebody privately and say, okay, you want this on taxes, we want that on taxes. Is there a way we can agree on taxes? It's very, very hard. In the Civil War, a congressman from South Carolina went into the Senate chamber and almost beat Charles Sumner, an abolitionist senator from Massachusetts, to death. He was trapped in his seat. The guy had a leaded cane and beat the living hell out of him, almost killed him. And of course, you know, that ultimately we had the Civil War not too long after that. We don't want that. We don't want weapons on the floor of the Congress. We just don't. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi put in metal detectors. The Republicans ignored them. They walk around them. So Nancy Pelosi had the majority, which are the Democrats, pass a rule that says the first time you go around it, there's a $5,000 fine, and the second and subsequent times, $10,000 fine. It's a lot of cabbage, a lot of simoleons, a lot of green. Of course, no one paid it, so then they put in an order that it gets automatically deducted from your pay. And I think that members of Congress, you know, it's changes over the years. I think it's around about 175, 180 grand a year, you know, good wage. But when they have to live both in Washington and back in their districts, it's, and, you know, if they have a family and they don't have other income, you know, that's not out of line at all. And suddenly Andrew Clyde is finding $5,000 and $10,000 deductions from his pay. And we are going to test how much he really wants to be, you know, wide earp on this thing, okay? So what has he done? Well, wicked Andrew Clyde, stupid Andrew Clyde, has brought a lawsuit against Nancy Pelosi in the Congress saying he has a right to carry on the floor and they can't find him, and that's pending. Now, of all the stupid lawsuits, you know, I mean, come on, guys. You can do whatever you want on your own time, in your own office or whatever. I mean, some people bring weapons into their congressional offices, I suppose. And I suppose some staff do too. And I don't think it's necessary at all, but that's what they do. But to bring it onto the House floor, to bring it onto the House floor really strikes at the heart of really reasonable and open discourse. And so that's where you have it with Andrew Clyde. Now, the fact of the matter is that, the Congress makes its own rules. It's a co-equal branch of government. The judiciary shouldn't be telling them how they run the Congress, and Congress shouldn't be telling the judiciary how they run themselves. The same with the executive. So really, it's not clear what Andrew Clyde thinks he's going to get out of this, but I would do something even more extreme and not financial. I would post people at the door, security, and say, anybody who avoided the metal detector does not come onto the floor. And as he steps by you, seize him, carry him out gently, and deposit him on the sidewalk. Deposit him on the sidewalk. What do you think would happen at Mitchell Field in Milwaukee? You're taking a flight, and you walk around the metal detector and say, I don't do metal detectors? You think you're going to get on the plane? Do you really? You ain't getting on the plane. There'll be security. They'd say, sir or ma'am, you cannot proceed. Probably arrest you. Congress, you don't have to arrest him. Andrew Clyde goes around. They say, they carry him out. He cannot go on. He cannot go on. He cannot go on. And then if he says, I'm being deprived of my vote, he's not being deprived of his vote at all. Not at all. He can absolutely go in there. All he has to do is go through the metal detector. And if it goes off, he has to take stuff out of his pocket. And if it's a weapon, it gets confiscated and returned to him as he leaves. And he can go ahead and be Gunsmoke and White Earp and all this kind of stuff. This is a fantasy world this guy is living in. But they cannot be permitted to carry weapons onto the floor of the House. And the sad thing is, if God forbid, in the upcoming election or any election, the Republicans get the majority, many of them will be packing on the floor. It's not going to do them any good. They'd be crazy to shoot it, point it at someone. Those are criminal offenses. Those are criminal offenses. But they'll open carry, and they'll leer and snicker. And what? They're supposed to then compromise on taxes? Compromise on spending? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.